Hello, I'm Stephen Goodwin. It's Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2008, and welcome to episode number 26 of The Beer Crate, the podcast for ale lovers the world over. This is the third part of our special five-part coverage of the Great British Beer Festival. This week's episode covers Thursday, also known as Hat Day, where we'll have features on the definition of microbreweries, a review of SIBA, and quick tastings of beers from micros and independents, and our usual selection of news, festivals, and our world-famous Try Before You Die. So let's get cracking. News. An industry watchdog, the Portman Group, are trying to remove the individuality and humour in brewing by eliminating bawdy names. Consequently, a petition to stop this has been launched. This is where sighs and guffaws of political correctness gone mad are usually uttered. But since you can no longer get postcards of the same ilk, I'm afraid we might lose this British institution as well. That said, the number of beers with this sort of name that are actually good and able to match a London Pride or a Strong Arm are very few and far between. Nevertheless, we'll put a link in the show notes. Trade is falling by 20% in all pubs, according to this year's Publican Market Report. Community pubs are said to be the hardest hit by symptoms such as rising costs, the credit crunch, alcohol duty rises, cheap supermarket deals, and the smoking ban. The biggest losers are said to be those in tied houses, who are showing the biggest drop in trade. That said, the ill will generated by tied houses is still prevalent, as 72% of tenants said they'd gladly pay more to be free of the tie. However, to end on a positive, the winners in this are the sales of real ale and food, both reported to be up from this time last year. Drinker's Diary. And there are two festivals to mention this week. On Thursday the 4th of September through to Saturday the 6th, we have the Ulverston's Charter Beer Festival at Coronation Hall, Ulverston, in Cumbria. And finally, from the 11th to the 13th of September, that's Thursday to Saturday, we have Birmingham Beer Festival, which takes place to the Aston University Students Guild, Gloucester Green, Aston. SIBA stands for the Society of Independent Brewers and was founded in 1980, when it was originally called the Small Independent Brewers Association. Its purpose is to represent the interests of the growing number of independent brewing companies in the UK. It ensures the members adhere to their code of practice and bylaws, thereby ensuring quality from the brewers and for the public that recognise the SIBA name. SIBA consults with various bodies, such as DEFRA and the Office of Fair Trading, in areas such as the review of beer orders, the review of duty systems, drink driving, and the National Alcohol Strategy. It also serves to raise public awareness of independent brewers through its beer festivals and National Beer Challenge. There are also local meetings, an annual brewing conference, and regular magazines for members. Although not an organisation for drinkers, their website is open to all and available for perusal at siba.co.uk. Ask 100 different people for their definition of a microbrewery and you'll probably get 100 different answers. That is, unless they're beer geeks. The popular definition of a microbrewery is one that produces under 18,000 hectolitres a year, or 4.3 million pints. While this might sound like a lot, a reasonably large brewery will produce 100 times as much. These limits on what a microbrewery can produce are only suggestions, and various countries differ. Canada, for example, permits 300,000 hectolitres to be brewed under the microbrewer banner, while the US puts a limit of 1 million. This difference is important because the tax status for breweries differ according to these numbers. Microbreweries are essentially to beer what white labels are to the music industry. They are a small-run product made for the craft and love of the process rather than the financial reward, and both aspire to be famous, and they can be highly variable in their output, as everyone pretty much starts that way. The biggest difference is that with beer, many microbreweries want to stay as such. The idea of a famous microbrewery, however, is a little of an oxymoron, but some of the well-known ones include Castle Rock, Blue Anchor, and the Firkin Brewery. Quick tastings. In this section, we give a brief yet discriminating summary of a number of different beers from around the world. All have been personally tasted and graded. Naturally, everyone has different tastes, and these are mine, so your mileage may vary. In keeping with our joint themes, these beers all come from the micro and independent breweries present at the GBBF in 2008. We start with Flower Power, from the Wim Brewery. This is a light summery 5.3% beer that is a light amber in colour with a sherbet nose, lemon zest and a bitter aftertaste, and with pangs of crushed paracetamol. Despite a promising start, it does fall over, but many others have enjoyed it, so I'm only hoping it was a bad pint. I'll award it a cautious 5 out of 10 until I know better. Coffin Lane Stout from Ashover. This dark 5% stout has a good nose, but follows it up with a standard chocolate and coffee taste. It's mostly a straight mild, but pleasant enough to warrant a 7 out of 10. Worth the Wait from Beeston. Another microbrewed beer. This one is a golden ale, with a slightly sparkling and thin creamy head. It has a dry bitterness and an interesting fruit and floral nose. There's extra CO2 in the aftertaste. It's 4.2%, and I give it 7.5 out of 10. Henry's Heady Days from Clark's. This is one of the many beers to come from the Clark Brewery. It has a beer for every month of the year, quite literally, as well as four seasonals, of which Henry's Heady Days is their summer offering. As expected, this is a light golden beer with strong hops and an easy-going session feel to it. Unfortunately, there's nothing special to this to elevate it above the many other zesty sweet hop beers out there at this time. This is 3.6% and a 6.5 out of 10. Try Before You Die. In this section of the show, we will cast a discerning eye over the best beers that this world has to offer. We shall mention its history, the brewery behind the beer, and why we feel this is a superior brew worthy of your attention. This week, A Over T from Hogsback. A Over T, or Aromas Over Tongham, was an oddity at the Ceba stand at the GBBF this year. At 9%, it was by far the strongest beer in its field, and is a strange beer from this usually traditional brewery. It's very strong in alcohol and flavour, a bit like liquid raisins which occupy the nose and palate. This is supplemented with a complex mix of licorice, toffee and malt, and is one for the dedicated fans only, as this covers the ground of a syrup or sweet barley wine. It also won Canberra's Supreme Champion Winter Beer of Britain back in 2006. The Hogsback Brewery is an independent brewer based in Tongham, Surrey, and known for cask ales such as TEA, or Traditional English Ale, HBB, Hogsback Bitter, and its Summer Ale, just called Summer Ale. It's a relatively recent brewery, starting back in 1992, with a combined passion of Tony Stanton Precious, Martin Zillwood Hunt, and his brother John. The first brews were created by Martin alone, an outsider of the Hogsback brand. He used a Burko boiler, as generally found in cafes, to trial the mash, while the resultant beer was given away at the Nutley Arms in Reigate. That is, you were given half a pint of Martin's beer in return for a written critique. This meant that no money changed hands during the R&D phase, thereby keeping on the right side of the taxman. It also meant he got a lot of free advice from the staff of the nearby Brewing Research International, who'd frequent the pub. By the time the finances and organisation were in place, the beer was ready, and the first mash began at 6 o'clock in the morning on the 4th of August 1992. Alongside Hogsback's three main beers, Tea, TBB and Hop, there were four titular seasonal ales, and OTT and Ripsnorter alongside. Two additional beers appear at Christmas, Santa's Wobble and Advent Ale, but it's the A over T that wins this week's Try Before You Die. Okay, that wraps it up for this week. To give us a tasting of your opinions, you can email us on thebeercrate@gmail.com. If you prefix the subject line with two colons, you can be sure to avoid the spam filters. Remember to enjoy everything from the Beer Crate safely and responsibly, so you can be back here with us next week. Until then, cheers. Has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution, No Commercial, No Derivatives version. See www.thebeercrate.com for details.